This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Garth Brooks is being named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. It's the seventh time he's won the award.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our on the stage down that road, and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
A new report says climate change is going to have lifelong health impacts on kids unless major changes are made right away. The report from the UN and dozens of academic agencies claim that a child born today could live in a world with an average temperature over 7 degrees warmer by their 71st birthday. Now, that research is warning that rising temperatures will cause shrinking harvests that threaten food security, driving up food prices, and that kids will be threatened by infectious disease and increasingly poor air quality. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The Federal Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that Congress can have access to 8 years of President Trump's tax records. The decision moves a separation of powers conflict one step closer to the U.S. Supreme Court. Inflation is going up. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation at the consumer level, was up by 0.4% last month, marking its largest gain since March. That was a tenth of a point higher than expected by the consensus of economists who'd been polled by Reuters before the report was released. Most of the increases came for energy, health care, and food. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Justice is launching a new program that hopes to enforce federal firearms laws and reduce gun violence. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Attorney General Bill Barr is launching a new anti-gun violence initiative. The project is called Project Guardian, and it will be a revamped version of Project Trigger Lock.
The idea is to use our existing gun laws to incapacitate the most dangerous violent offenders. We are going to apply it with special vigor where gun violence is the highest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost our way, but it requires all hands on deck if we're going to get this ship on the right track. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our next guest has an incredible story, and if you've never heard this before, it will cause you to admire him even more so. He was born to a mother consumed by drugs and raised by his grandmother in poverty on the south side of Chicago. He saw firsthand how lawmakers from both parties have failed African-American voters on issues like poverty, welfare, and education. But as someone who beat the odds growing up under a fear-based mentality that limits what people can achieve, he believes there is another way. And not only does he believe there's another way for himself, and he's affected, and he is a proven example of the philosophy and faith that he has. He's also doing something that I think is more important, that I see somewhat rare in people, particularly who are fighting for the causes of the forgotten man and woman. You often see them more interested in themselves, but that's not the case for Gianno Caldwell. He not only has taken the responsibility for himself, but he is also helping others. And this book will give you some additional insight, encouragement, and appreciation for this young man. Taken for granted, how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. Gianno Caldwell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so, so honored by the fact that we can have this conversation on Taken for Granted. I'm honored. I've had President Trump has endorsed the book, Ann Coulter, Newt Gingrich, Ben Shapiro, Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, mm-hmm. and numerous others, and I'm thankful we can talk about it.
Well, this is an important conversation because it's out of the realm of the politics and what's in it for me. You are asking what's in it for them. What can we do to empower the rest of America? And it's not just blacks, not just Hispanics. It's absolutely all of America,
and that's
right?
That's a key point. Absolutely. Right. And I appreciate you saying that. You know, as you were telling my story, as you said, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, extremely poor, lights, gas, and water off at the same time. Mom addicted to crack cocaine. And I got involved in politics as I was with my grandfather one day. We were on the south side riding through this area of Chicago called Inglewood, one of the hardest hit areas in terms of the guns, the drugs, and violence. And I see this lady who I just knew was my mother. She was drugged up and beat down. And I began to tear up as I was riding on the passenger side with my grandfather. And he noticed. He said in his very southern voice, "What's wrong with you, boy?" And at that point, I knew that it wasn't my mother, but it could have been. And I point out the lady and I say, "What can I do to prevent this from happening?" And he tells me about the power that elected officials have to create tougher penalties on those who sell and distribute drugs and how they can provide grant funding for those who want to be rehabilitated. So the very next week, I go to my local alderman's office and I start volunteering. Volunteering there every day after school like it was a job.
How old are you? How old are you at this point?
14. Yeah. I was 14 years old.
Okay. All right.
And then I, after looking around for a while and being involved, I realized how the liberals have truly taken us for granted. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, it's not just the black community. It's not just if you're black on the south side of Chicago.
Right.
You can be white in the Appalachian region. Mm-hmm. They've taken us all for granted.
Right.
I see that they come into our communities year after year, make promises, commitments, and never deliver on anything. Or if they do deliver, it's a program that's going to make people more hooked and dependent to government and victimize them anymore. There's no freedom in that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I began to learn the distinctions between the political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, and I learned what my community had told me about Republicans were all lies. Republicans are the racist party, party of Jim Crow, the party of the Klan. None of that's true. We're the party of freedom.
It's just the opposite. They're telling
exactly.
You there's a party of the Klan going, no, that'd be the Democrats, but that's okay. All right,
That's exactly right. The Republican Party was started in 1854 in opposition to the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which wanted to expand slavery. You know, when I think about these things, I had to join the party of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's one where my faith lies, my ideology, religious freedom. I'm a believer in God and Christ.
Yes.
And I believe in partnering with God to get to where I am today. Now, moving forward to the landscape in which we are in today, Democrats, and I was on air with my colleague Shannon Bream last night talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans, from a policy standpoint, President Trump has been the most impactful president for African Americans from a policy standpoint. He's been impactful for all Americans, but as you know, mm-hmm. the African Americans have had it worse off, the worst unemployment rate, crime, violence, all these different things. He's created a better environment for us all, 100%. But if you look at the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, they went and did a study from 2016 to now. There's been over 1.3 million jobs created for the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the lowest unemployment rate on record. You talk about opportunity zones, almost 9,000 of those were mostly our African-American zip codes. You think about the First Step Act, thousands of people released from jail, 90% of them black, funding for HBCUs. You think about what he's done with manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
He said in 2016 he was going to bring it back. They said, no, you can't bring it back. I talk about this in my book, Taken for Granted. They said you can't bring it back. They lied.
Right.
In 2018, it was reported that President Trump created over 500,000 new jobs in manufacturing. I was on the radio yesterday, and someone says to me, oh, well, you know, there's a slump. Yeah, there's a six-month slump in manufacturing. You know why? Because Democrats in Congress refused to legislate on the USMCA.
MCA alone.
Mexico.
160,000 jobs wait in the offing right there, just right off the bat.
Yes, but they don't want the president to put up any new gains. They don't want the president to have any more successes
mm-hmm.
because he's taken the wind out of their sails. They can't do anything, so that's why they'd rather go an impeachment route because
mm-hmm.
they know they can't beat him at the ballot box. So
right.
Let's try every vehicle we can at our disposal to remove you from office because we don't have any candidates that are good enough to beat you. And further, we don't have any policies that can win over Americans more than your policy has. Your policies have.
Well, so as you say, this president has been an exposing agent, Gianno. He went to the black community, which a lot of traditional Republicans said, what? What are you doing? And he goes, no. If I'm going to be the president, I'm going to be the president of everyone. And he goes to the black community. He says, hey, look, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? You just had 8 years of a black president, and how did that work out for you? I mean, unemployment through the roof, welfare, you know, all these social services, the very thing that you talked about earlier, and that is that it took away from all of America, particularly black America's sense of liberty and freedom, the very core of what America is all about.
Absolutely. And I talk about that in my book, Taken for Granted. This president is under attack, and I think this is important for every American that's under the sound of my voice to hear. We have to do everything we can to continue to show our support. Now, when it comes to 2020, we see what they're doing with this impeachment hearing. You've seen the hearings. Everybody's seen the hearings. Nothing burger. They put people on that heard it from their cousin, their nephew, you know, four different sources. No one talks to the president. And they're like, oh, we got the smoking gun. No, you don't. Right. People saw that and they know that it's a sham. This is legitimately a witch hunt. They can't beat him at the ballot box.
Right.
That's why it's so important for every American that's listening to me right now to raise their voice on social media and everything else in support of the president and let people know how we truly feel. And there was a poll that came out on Tuesday.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We're going to go to quick break. More from Gianno after this. Stay with us, America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Martinez live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Taking for granted how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. And that has been the case. I mean, and this is what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what Gianna Caldwell has been relating to us, is at some point you've got to look at the bottom line and say, for all that's been invested, all the votes that you've put into a particular party, what have you gotten back? And this is what Donald Trump is teaching us right now as a businessman, is that in the business world, we know ROI, return on investment. What are we getting for all this money? I mean, for example, we just spent over $70 million. This is our money. We spent it. You know, we didn't write the check. They wrote the check for us because they said they needed to do that in order to check into Donald Trump and this Russian collusion. $70 million. All these subpoenas, a band of attorneys and everything. And what do they come up with? Bupkis. Bupkis.
Yeah.
And they continue to do it. And here we are, as if we haven't spent enough money, we're going through this farce once again. But, you know, we have to look at where we can get the most return and focus on the things we just touched on, you know, some low-hanging fruit in terms of the USMCA that Nancy Pelosi refuses to, you know, send up to the Senate. It would be approved in a heartbeat all the way around. We've got over 150,000 jobs in the waiting just on that alone, Gianna. And there's so much more that we could be focused on: infrastructure, the border wall, you know, really getting our acts together in terms of understanding that lawlessness cannot reign any longer in this country. It is killing our kids.
It is. It is. You know what's interesting about that is we think about Chicago and its comprehensive gun control laws.
Mm-hmm.
Set the most comprehensive gun control laws on the books and been the most dangerous city to live in.
Right.
Until a man in Chicago, it was an older African-American Democrat gentleman, took his case. He sued the city because he said, you know, he had the gang members break into his house on numerous occasions, and he couldn't defend himself.
Can you imagine?
He needed a gun.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can't. I've lived it.
Yes.
Absolutely, I can imagine.
Yeah, but most Americans, they can't relate to this, Gianna. I mean, and like you say, every weekend, they stopped reporting because it was like a battlefield report every weekend coming out of Chicago. What's the death toll this weekend? And now it's just overlooked. They don't even talk about it. They'll talk about, you know, some mass shooting that happened in Mississippi or something else, and they talk about, well, the total deaths this weekend, but somehow they conveniently omit Chicago.
Well, we talk about it here a lot on my network, and I have a documentary about Chicago that just dropped this past Tuesday. It's called The New Battle for Chicago. It's on Fox Nation for all the subscribers that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, there has to be a change in this dynamic. I'm thankful to President Trump because since 2016, he's been talking about Chicago. President Obama failed Chicago. Mm-hmm. He had an opportunity. He had the purse. He had the purse strings. He had the bully pulpit.
It's his hometown.
His impact.
His hometown. He didn't talk about it.
Well, but here's the thing, though. He didn't want to embarrass Rahm Emanuel, who also failed Chicago. That was the reason. He didn't want to embarrass him. So President Trump has been talking about these issues, and I've been calling for President Trump to come into Chicago and send resources, but you got the liberal leaders in Chicago who are saying, no, don't come into Chicago. Or even for the police conference, they didn't even want to meet with him.
Exactly. How embarrassing. Yes.
Yes, I'm embarrassed of the elected officials, but again, as I talk about in my book, Taken for Granted, these liberal politicians, they're all about politics, elitism, and power. That's it. That's all we care about. Staying in power.
What is it at the core of liberalism that makes it so wrong, it seems? Have you thought about that?
Because there's no freedom in it. It's all about dependency. So what liberal politicians, even with socialism, they want to take care of you so you don't have any other options but them. That's how they retain their power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about this. Democrats in Congress, when you see their debates and they said, you know, who we give health care illegal aliens, all of them raise their hand. You know why? Because they know that Hispanic Americans, and I know there can be other groups, mm-hmm. but the majority of folks that we're seeing coming in this country, Hispanic Americans, they recognize they are going to be the new majority of this country.
Exactly.
They recognize that. So if you get 90% of the black vote, as they've been doing, Hispanics haven't yet acquiesced fully because over 30% of them voted for President Trump. Right. But if you get those two groups, you can stay in power forever.
Right.
You can. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything but make promises like they've been doing and never delivering.
Well, it's so antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. As we started out, Gianna, you and I talking about this, the U.S. Constitution is designed for a free people. And,
absolutely.
And everything, I think every policy, and people have to understand this, they have to look at it through that filter. Am I more free or less free as opposed to the policies? Am I more free under Medicare for All? Am I more free when...
take away your choice, Medicare for All. We're going to take away your choice.
Exactly. Exactly. So you have to ask that critical question. And we've been saying for a long time here, if there's been the death of critical questioning and critical answers in the public square because of political correctness. We got to let that go, and we've got to stand up for those things that are right and true and noble and good for all concerned.
And that's why we need debate to be brought back into this country. You get a lot of individuals who, and especially on college campuses, look at Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
Just yesterday. Look at Ann Coulter. These folks, they don't even want to have a debate. They don't want to have a conversation or anything. Is their way or no way at all? And that's why, you know, in terms of the PC conversation, we're in trouble. But President Trump is breaking the backs of the Democratic Party on this issue. He's breaking the backs of the Democratic Party on this crutch issue they've had for decades in terms of African Americans. And I think his numbers are definitely going to go up in 2020 because he has results, tangibles. And in a matter of 2 to 3 years, he's done more for African Americans than any president in my lifetime. He's the most impactful president for African Americans of my lifetime from a policy standpoint.
Exactly.
Democrats are losing, and they recognize the only choice they have is to use vehicles like impeachment and whatever else they can do because they can't beat them at the ballot box. Their ideas are crazy and stupid at this point,
right,
and they're not productive for America. And we have a president that's actually bringing tangible results.
Well, it's interesting you should say that they're stupid because my thought, and my wife and I were just talking about it today because I've just been drawn to the concept of having a renewed mind. And that, and I know you
that's
as a man, I know you as a man of faith understand that. But, and other people are talking about Jordan Peterson in his 12 rules talks about the brain wiring, lots of studies about this. And what happens and what is taking place and what concerns me about the young kids and for everybody, especially having lived enough life as I have and experienced, is that we want to make sure that our brains are wired intellectually, that we're wired for smart things. And what's happened is we've been influenced by liberalism to such a degree,
yes,
and especially the kids on the campus today because they've been indoctrinated, and this is unfair, for the trillions of dollars that they've been spending for education and to be dumbed down like this. The fact is, the end result, Gianno, in my humble opinion, is they have been wired for stupid. And when you're wired for stupid, you do stupid things. And,
yeah,
you know, and meanwhile, you've got everyday Americans in flyover country or in the coffee shops, you know, across the country going, well, that guy's a knucklehead. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense. But you know, but they're in their echo chambers. They're not listening. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to have a debate to make sure that what they're talking about really does make sense. And when you do have true debate like you're talking about, Gianno, we're all the better and we're all the smarter because of it, not less.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. And I tell you, for your listeners out there, I'm talking about this all the time, and I encourage people to follow me on social media at Gianno Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Because at the end of the day, we got to keep messaging this. We have to continue to show examples of this. And I'm letting every American know that the Democrats have taken us for granted, taken us all. Black, white, Hispanic, whatever you are.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Your race doesn't matter. They've taken us all for granted.
Well, Gianno, you're always welcome here, and good to have you with us. His book, Taken for Granted, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Gianno Caldwell, right here. Thank you, Gianno. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
You got it.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday's first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry, President Trump says, quote, normal people would close the case. In a tweet this morning, the president cited an exchange between Congressman John Ratcliffe and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, in which Ratcliffe asked what impeachable offense was in the transcript of the president's call with the Ukrainian president, and Taylor said he would not take a side, saying, quote, that's your job. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says today he's running for the White House. The former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says he does have a geographic advantage.
He hangs out right next to New Hampshire. That's where he is, his base is. So not great news for Elizabeth Warren, and some might say not great news for Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
All the stars are singing.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you may hear us even on the weekends. There's, I don't know, what, another 60, 70 radio stations across the country that are kind enough to pick up the show, and they air us on Saturdays and Sundays at various times. So if you hear us even on Saturday and Sunday, you say, what is it with this Mexican? He works 7 days a week? No, we're blessed because these stations, as I say, and these other communities across the country are kind enough to pick up the show, and we're grateful for that as we continue to, you know, fight the good fight of faith for you and also the good fight of liberty. General Caldwell, what a blessing, huh? And this is the second time we've had him on the air with us, and his new book, Taken for Granted, what a career. And now a Fox News political analyst and founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. And to hear his roots, you know, and there's so many young people like this who have come up from nowhere or from, you know, from areas of lives, you know, like poor areas, you know, being having a mother who was consumed by drugs. Fortunately, he had grandparents that were able to, you know, get him through the process. And this is just one of many million stories like this. And I think, I go, where else but America? Where else but America could a story like that, a success story, a human interest story happen? And we hear this time and time again. This is why I'm so grateful to be an American and to be with you. You know, join together, finding solutions and understanding what it's all about. And that is that we've got to re-embrace the idea of critical thinking and to ask the tough questions. Do not be intimidated by this group of people that want to control your speech and in the name of political correctness tie you up to where you can't even speak. You use the wrong pronoun. You're not woke enough. And then what happens, you know? We're waiting right now on Julie Hartigan. Has she come on yet? Nope, I guess we're still waiting for her. Julie Hartigan. Oh, she is here. I heard like there was maybe some sort of silence, but yet there might be something moving there. And so I thought, well, maybe it's the elves. I didn't know. But I thought, well, let me give it a shot here, Julie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was waiting, you know, to hear that you were connected to us. So,
of course. Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, good to have you back. It's always fun, you know, these times that we have together. Julie is the entertainment expert, recipe developer, on-camera personality who creates no-sweat recipes for people like me who don't want to spend hours slaving over the stove but do want to enjoy fresh, beautiful, seasonal meals made at home. And that, then all your guests, they wonder, they go, oh, how did you do that, you know? And little do they know that I take notes when I talk to Julie Hartigan. So, they think I'm all smart and all that, but I'm really not.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm smart enough to listen to you, right?
There you go. Exactly. And I love sharing easy tips about cooking and entertaining to make people's lives more streamlined. I want people to feel like a guest and have fun at their own parties.
Yes, exactly. So if your schedule is about to be packed with hosting duties, I mean, just right around the corner, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, all the holiday time and everything, as Julie says, it should be a joy for you as well. It shouldn't be so much that you're so bogged down that you can't wait for your guests to leave so you can just throw yourself on the couch and breathe, right?
Exactly.
Like, you can tell I've never done that before, right?
I understand that feeling sometimes, yeah.
Okay, Julie, let's talk about some time-saving tips for holiday entertaining.
For sure. So you can make holiday entertaining easy by cooking like a pro with the right tools. And one of the brands I've partnered with today, LG, has its ProBake ovens and ranges on sale for the holidays. Named the official oven of the Tasty Test Kitchen, its ProBake convection technology circulates the air from the back of the oven, distributing optimum heat for even baking on every rack, along with faster cooking times compared to conventional ovens. And if you buy a ProBake oven through November and December, you'll receive a complimentary year-long LG Tasty Cookie Club cookie kit subscription delivered to your door so you can bake like a pro right at home.
Whoa, how cool is that?
Cookies all year long, and then you can, I know, it sounds great, right? And you can also give guests their favorite beverages to go with the cookies on demand with this new time-saving and versatile innovation from Keurig, the K-Duo Plus Single Serve and Carafe Coffee Maker. With its sleek design and 60-ounce multi-position reservoir for optimized counter space, you can use both K-Cup pods and ground coffee to brew a cup and a carafe of your favorite varieties. Plus, the included 12-cup thermal carafe can keep coffee warm for up to 2 hours, so it lets you spend more time with your guests.
How did we live without Keurig? I just want to know that. I mean,
exactly.
It is such a godsend. I mean, to think, you know, what was it like? You know, you just had coffee there baking all day long.
You got it. Who wants to wait? Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. And so also, you've got something from Baymont, too, don't you?
I do. So, you know what? Something else that stresses people out over the holidays is when folks come from far away to visit, because the hosting can really last for days. And if you can't accommodate everyone, you can ask guests to stay at a local hotel that's all about hometown hospitality, like Baymont by Wyndham. Mm. There's free breakfast, free Wi-Fi, warm chocolate chip cookies at check-in, and their new Baymont Welcome Program even offers fun-free amenities to make your stay feel more like home, like beach balls for the pool and coloring sheets for kids and doggy treats and bowls for your pup, because, yeah, they're even pet-friendly. So another tip to really streamline your duties, you can let kids get involved and help. So the little ones can help wash veggies and set the table, and kids ages 10 to 14 can help bake and clean counters and baked on cheesy casserole dishes. There's an adorable Dish Fish multi-purpose fish-shaped sponge that's totally up to the task. the non-scratch scrubber attacks grease and grime without scratching grandma's china, and it's engineered to be 10 times stronger to last longer while resisting bacteria odors, mold, and mildew. And
they're larger.
Wow. Yeah, it's really cool. And their larger Go Fish is perfect for bigger messes. Then when the work is done, you just stand them on their little tails to dry. And then, honestly, older kids can help out by babysitting, going grocery shopping, arranging flowers into centerpieces. I really love to involve the kids in hosting at the holidays because it helps them learn how to host and also just really appreciate and be a part of your family's traditions.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Julie, the kids, they want to be involved. And
I
if you give them a job to do, oh, my goodness, and they realize, hey, this is a family event. This is what we do as a family. We host other families and other relatives and everything like that. And you think about it as opposed to just, hey, you wake up, you're in a full-blown panic, and, you know, you forgot the half and half or whatever. You got to run to the store and all this.
A little bit of pride from helping out, too, for sure. Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of Dish Fish. I'm gonna be searching one. I've got to go and get my hands on some Dish Fish.
Well, you can find out more about them on dishfish.com, and then the others that I mentioned were baymoninns.com, keurig.com, and lg.com. But yeah, I do tons of dishes at the holidays, as you can imagine. So
yeah,
I'm just excited about Dish Fish. Yeah.
Well, you know, hosting family and friends, as you say, can be stressful. And we talked about, you know, some of the things to consider, you know, getting the kids involved. What other ideas do you have to help us, you know, kind of keep things balanced and to make sure that, you know, we're not throwing the turkey against the wall or something?
Exactly. Well, when it comes to menu planning, I mean, I'm a chef, but I always encourage people to pick several menu items that they can make ahead, a few days ahead, like a soup or a dip or something like that, so you're not making everything day of. And to also think about dishes that you can enjoy at room temperature, so you're not stressed out about keeping everything piping hot when it's served. Those are two tips just to really slash your stress when it comes to cooking and prepping the meal.
Well, that's a great idea to, you know, especially to have some, you know, prepared in advance that, you know, can handle it. You know, it's not like you're going to be preparing something that has mayonnaise in it and leave it out in the sun for a while just to, you know, really welcome your guests.
Yeah, exactly. Some things are even better made a few days ahead, like soups and stews. So anything to slash your time, day of party, I'm a big fan of.
Well, yeah, exactly. As you say, soups and stews, I mean, when they get to sit there for a while, they're always better a couple of days later, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, good fun. Well, Julie, thank you as always. We always appreciate your time and your ideas. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
For sure. So they can go to lg.com, Keurig.com, baymoninns.com, and dishfish.com.
She's the TV entertaining expert, Julie Hartigan, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great holiday, Julie. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, you too. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
You know, it's why we the people need to stand up. I mean, if you read the Constitution, you realize who is in the position of authority. You know, if you've heard me explain many times, it's not the traditional, pyramid org chart that you see. Our founding fathers actually turned that org chart upside down. So at the top is not a CEO, not a president, not a king, not a czar, but it's we the people. So think about that. So we have the government that we have right now in place because we the people have acquiesced our position of authority. If you say you don't like it and that we're off track, then, hey, look, it's up to we the people to do something about it. Now, you can't do something about it if you don't say anything, don't do anything. You don't even know who your congressman or who your officials are in your particular district. It's important, step one, to find out who they are. Then what you do is you find out their phone number, emails, and you touch base with them once in a while. So when things are not happening the way that you expect them to happen as a voter, and this idea that you only have to vote once every 2 years is ridiculous. You vote every day by contacting your representatives and let them know that we the people were at top. So good to have you with us right now. We've got David Wascott joining us. He is the World Resource Institute's International Climate Director, and we're going to be talking about the consequences of President Trump withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on because we have the conversation about climate, and boy, I'll tell you, there's still, a lot of misunderstanding. So we want to deal in the realm of that which is true and honest. But so I appreciate you coming on, to help us to that end, because we have people that at their very heart, want to be good stewards of this planet that we're in charge with, that we're going to turn over to the next generations. And so we want to be able to, be responsible and to know the responsible things that we should be aware of. But the first thing I want to ask are the consequences to America's interests if we leave the Paris Agreement and the benefits if we stay in it.
Sure. I think that this was a serious mistake by the president to formally move ahead with the withdrawal from the Paris Agreement. And it's not only a mistake for the world as a whole, but also for the United States very specifically. And let me run through some of the reasons why. First of all, we have the impact of climate change. And This is a global problem, and as President George W. Bush famously said, this is a global problem that requires a global solution. And withdrawing from the agreement undercuts the ability for the United States to work with and even to pressure, frankly, other countries to be able to move forward on this issue. And the impacts of climate change are growing. We're seeing them. The fires in California, which are exacerbated by climate change, are just the latest episodes.
Do we really know yep. that for sure scientifically? I mean, is there concrete evidence? Because, I mean, help me understand this, because I really do want to understand, and our audience really wants to understand. Understand that we're talking, you know, some scientific fact that there is a clear basis, because what we're hearing is, on one hand, we hear, okay, I mean, you got Jerry Brown, you've got Governor Newsom blaming the president, you know, for the fires, going, well, wait a minute here, come on, let's. And to me, that's political nuance and pettiness that really doesn't, to me, answer the problem. I mean, California, because I was born and raised in California, it was a seasonal thing. The fires came, they wiped out all the brush, the rains come, then we get mudslides, and then we do it again next year, and we just keep going on this cycle. And it's been that way forever. But, you know, when you say that, you know, the climate change, and please understand, I really am trying to get down and understand where the science is on this, or where, you know, the intelligence is on this to say, in fact, you know, climate change is related to the fires that are happening. Because some have said we've had more fires, and then we look at the data and see that there's less fires. So help me understand this.
Well, it's very clear that the fires, they have multiple factors, for sure. I don't want to say that this is all climate change, but climate change is an exacerbating factor, and we're seeing with dried out forests that forest fires are in fact much worse. The number of dollars that the United States has been spending on disasters in recent years has jumped quite significantly, and that's across the board in terms of not only fires but also hurricanes. That we've seen, Hurricane Maria is one recent instance where we saw that. In terms of the dramatic impacts there, we're seeing it with floods, and we've seen it with droughts as well. And all of it is very much in line with the climate science that we've had. And there's been climate science going back over a quarter century that said we would be on this trajectory. And in fact, some of the impacts that we're seeing are even worse. Last year, the National Climate Assessment came out. That's actually produced by the U.S. government. And it said that looking forward, there are hundreds of billions of dollars in negative impacts and damage that the United States will face, will face from climate change. And
what does infrastructure do, David, to help mitigate some of this? Is some of this an infrastructure issue as well?
An infrastructure issue in terms of what we can do to address the impacts as they're coming at us? Is that
to help manage, you know, these threats, you know, with, you know, the rains and winds and hurricanes and that sort of thing. I mean, we've been screaming for infrastructure issues for quite a while. And I mean, I'm tracking with you here, and I hear that this is part and parcel. I think it's a very complex issue. And that, as you say, and I would agree with you, that something is happening in the weather that's helping to add to the problem. Do we need to look at this more comprehensively, possibly, as opposed to something like, well, it's because of climate change?
Well, there's a lot of infrastructure that we need to improve. There's no doubt about that. I mean, the United States.
I'm sorry, you're dropping out here.
Oh, can you hear me now?
No, did we lose you? David, we're having a problem. Okay, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Okay. Hopefully you can hear me now. There's no question that infrastructure is an important question. The United States has an infrastructure challenge across the board. I think we know that bridges and roads and much other infrastructure needs to be improved. And that's made all the more so by the fact that we're facing these climate change challenges, because that infrastructure will come under even greater threat and degrade to an even greater degree. So
I would agree.
We need to do things like, you know, making sure that our storm systems, our drains, are equipped to handle storms that are much larger than we had necessarily been anticipating, moving from standards of 1 in 100-year floods to 1 in 500-year floods as the benchmark for how we prepare. Certainly, we're going to need roads. We're going to need along coastal areas. We're going to need to do serious thinking about infrastructure and action on infrastructure. And there, it's not just something like seawalls, which sometimes actually can make the problem worse, but we need to make sure that dunes are in place, that there are coastal ecosystems in place. All of this is part of what we're going to need to do. And the analogy I think that makes sense for thinking about this climate problem is that we need to do two things at once. We need to address the impacts we're facing now and also do everything we can to forestall the impacts coming. It's like if you have a pipe burst in your house. You need to essentially do two things. You need to mop up the horrible mess, put the buckets in place to get the water that may be coming bursting out of the pipe, and you need to go turn off that water valve at the same time. And you need to be able to handle both of those, or your house will not be in the shape you would want it to be in.
Well, without a doubt. I think maybe you also need to look at the root problem. If there is a root problem that is contributing to this, I mean, you know, because we could replace the pipe, you know, using your example, replace the pipe, clean up and everything, think everything's okay, and then all of a sudden it comes back because we didn't address the root problem. And I think, you know, for example, you know, you mentioned California earlier. I think there's some root issues there in terms of forest management that come to question as well. So, as you know, to your point that you were saying earlier, this is comprehensive. I think there's a lot of elements to this. And I believe it is a discussion that we need to have and not be afraid of to be able to, you know, talk about this, because I think the ideas that you're bringing, to the discussion are important. And, you know, with some of the questions I have, I think they add to the conversation and give us what it is that we hope and what a majority of Americans want. And that is that we want to, at the end of the day, say, hey, look, we're doing a good job here. We're managing, you know, the planet, and as much as would count on us, that we're being responsible, you know, stewards of the planet, not only here in America, that we are directly responsible, but also that we are influencing, you know, these other countries who have been less than responsible.
Yeah, it's exactly the point that we need to do this in a way where we cooperate internationally. And in fact, the Paris Agreement is one of the best tools we've had to make sure that all countries are taking action and that they're disclosing the action that they are taking, what their emissions are and what they're doing about it. And so what President Trump is doing is actually walking away from giving up the best tool that we have right now to make sure that China and other countries are in fact taking this challenge on. And meanwhile, it's hampering our ability to engage in the clean energy economy of the future. And right. China is going gangbusters. They have 400,000 electric buses on the street there. 99% of those in the world. We're not doing that. We can't sell to other countries what China right now is going to be able to sell to other countries. So President Trump's decision is really undercutting the American economy.
I think possibly as well. Could you perceive that maybe he's calling the question as he did with NATO and just saying, look at, if you're not going to be participating in a positive way, then maybe we should back away and then maybe it causes them to go forward. I'm only just saying that could be a possibility. But, David, I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to having you back because I think we need to continue this conversation. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Happy to come back anytime.
You got it. David Wesko. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that